number 16, we simply do an A flat major pentatonic to the C half diminished chord. Actually, we didn't do this in the last one. We didn't analyze what is the A flat dominant pentatonic notes to a half diminished chord. It'd be flat six, which is in the scale. If you do I neglected to comment on this point, but if you do a half diminished scale, there's two types. So let's talk about it. You could do Locrian, which is one, flat two, flat three, four, flat five, flat six, and flat seven, and back to the root. Coming back down, it's one or eight, flat seven, flat six, flat five, four, flat three, flat two. Excuse me. And then the other type is Locrian two, as the Ebersole books call it. It's a Locrian with a natural two, so it's one, natural two, flat three, four, sharp four, or I should say flat five, and then flat six, and then flat seven, one. Coming back down, you got eight, you got flat seven, you got flat six, you got flat five, you got four, you got flat three, you got two, you got one. Listen back to that if you don't know it. And so the notes of an A flat dominant pentatonic number 15, I'm going backwards a little bit, is flat six, which is in the scale, flat seven, which is of course part of the chord, one, which is part of the chord, flat three, which is part of the chord, and flat five, which is part of the chord. So the only non-chord tone that that A flat dominant pentatonic introduces is the A flat itself, which is the flat six. All right, but moving on to A flat to number 16, A flat major pentatonic, it's the same business. We got A flat, which is this flat six, B flat, which is the seven, C, which is the one, E flat, which is the minor third, and here we have F instead of the previous example had G flat, which is the flat fifth. This F is now the fourth, so that's a cool one too. All right, so introduce that over your C half diminished chord by playing A flat major pentatonic. Here we go. Oh, I think I got the rhythm wrong. Oh, because I put it in 12/8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12. All right? Put it on the sheet, but you also know that this is the same thing as F minor pentatonic. So over a half diminished chord, you could simply go to the fourth of that chord and play a minor pentatonic. It's the same thing. So F minor. Makes sense, because I'm going to digress a little bit on this. When you have a progression in, let's say you're in the key of B flat minor. Why did I choose B flat minor? Because I wanted to keep our C half diminished chord and make a 2-5-1. 2 meaning C half diminished, F7 being the 5 chord, and 1 being B flat minor 7. What I'm getting at here is we've discovered that you can play A flat major pentatonic over this chord, and we've discovered that that's the same thing as F minor pentatonic. And so when you're doing a two, I'll give you a long time on each chord so you can practice. I'm gonna throw in a six chord. C half diminished to F7 to B flat minor 7, and then I put in G half diminished, which we'll address later, and I'm going to play A flat major pentatonic here. and then I can, you know, I can digress on this and play different things over the F7, but I'm going to try and stick to the point at hand right now, which is simply how this is the same as F minor pentatonic. So over the 2 chord, I can go to the 5 of the key. I know this is a lot of math. Over the 2 chord in the key of B flat minor, I can go, instead of thinking about the 2 chord, I can go directly to the 5, which is F, and play its minor pentatonic. And then address the F7 however I please. Which is very cool, right? Again, so I'm thinking F minor, minor pentatonic, and then I'm thinking, you know, if you want to make it altered, I'm thinking B major pentatonic there before my B flat minor pentatonic. All right, again, F minor pentatonic. I'm thinking B major pentatonic. And then G. All right.